for the first time in more than a century.
What would these British music hall songs sound like 100 years later with modern production, modern recording techniques? Well, let's find out. Mr. Joe Jackson presents Max Champion in What a Racket. This one is called The Bishop and the Actress on Cruisin' the Decades 2023.
Oh, the Bishop and the Actress had a very bold affair. Or it would have been if they were seen out in the public square. Instead it was in secret. They cuddled and they kissed and spread fresh gossip with each tender tryst. But that was back in days of bawdy fun, when fair folks felt no fear of quip or pun. Saucy saltier like a spot of sport, but it happens to be hard to fit it in. Or someone was on the job but was polishing a knob or debating the debaucheries of old Neil Gwynn. When you heard fainting fits, other naughty bits, or cool, what a lovely pair. The Bishop and the Actress were still there. We mustn't meet out on the streets. I'll come in your back door, said the actress to the bishop. Proceed with caution there. A man in your position must take care. But nowadays there's trouble all around. Where entendres that are double are still found. Cheeky chap, say I like a bit of slap and tickle or a tremble of the knee. When something's getting sticky or somebody likes a quickie or is flashing us a wink and going tee-hee-hee. Wheeled in a chopper, squealing what a whopper, delivery's in the rear. The Bishop and the Actress are still here.
There could not be a recent release more perfectly suited for Cruisin' the Decades 100 years of music than Mr. Joe Jackson presents Max Champion. Except for one little thing. Many Joe Jackson fans believe the entire backstory is an elaborate ruse. They believe it's all fictionalized and created by Joe Jackson so he could make an album that sounds like this, based upon the classic sounds of British Music Hall 100 years later. There's so much music to discover. Find more at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer: the Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the host. I am the Mockster. And you can hear this show live each and every Friday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. But what you're about to hear now is 2 hours of the show that originally aired on August 4th of 2023. Now, in about 40 minutes, you're going to hear a mock. And for this program, we mocked legendary producer and singer-songwriter Billy Sherrill. As always, I appreciate when you tune into this show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. This is Robin Hitchcock.
Penelope Sangle. She dangles before you as ripe as a peach. To reach for, she's got a thing about yams. She's got a thing about yams. As a peach to reach for, I was born as a woman, but feel it could go either way. And all that you need around you, all that you need is around you, all that you need is around you, all that you need is around. I am not a yam. 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 Not yam. Penelope's angles. She dangles before you as ripe as a peach to reach
after you've had it. You never want to quit. A lot of people, they don't understand. They think love is money in their hand. But your sweet love better than a kiss. When you leave me, those kisses I will miss. Once you've had it, oh, you're in an awful fix. 'Cause after you've had it, oh, you never wanna quit. A lot of people, oh, they don't understand. They think love money in the hand. Your sweet loving, oh, oh, is better than a kiss. When you leave me, oh, oh, those kisses I will miss. When you leave me, oh, oh, those kisses I will miss. Those kisses I will miss. Those kisses I will miss.
You take the sky away. High above the busy little one-way. In my stupid hat and gloves at night I lie awake, wondering if I'll sleep. Wondering if we'll meet out in the street. To take the sky away. It don't move at all like a subway. Got bums when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside. Sitting down and waiting for a ride. Beneath the skyway. Catch my ride most every day. There wasn't a damn thing I could do or say. Up in the skyway. Skyway. Skyway.
I really didn't care. dance anymore.
Why don't I just find the door? Oh,
we'll be right back.
Would you believe it was on this day back in, I think, 2007? So do the math on how long that ago was. We lost Lee Hazelwood. He wrote that song, Some Velvet Morning. I decided to play Thin White Rope's version because I'll just give you a little spoiler alert. Lee might show up in the mock in about 25 minutes. So I wanted to play Some Velvet Morning for you. From the Third Eye. I'm stuck in that 80s, 90s night at Arsenal. All right, Third Eye Blind. No, the Third Eye album from Red Cross, which I still rank as a masterpiece of a power pop album from 1990, let's say, with I Don't Know How to Be Your Friend. The Mats, The Replacements in there with Skyway, also played Everything But the Girl. Before that big 90s hit came out, they had an album out called Acoustic, and that was them doing their cover of Love is Strange, a song written by Bo Diddley. But the writing credit he put to his wife, Ethel Smith. And then I start off the entire set from the Luxor album, 2003. There it is, from 2003, the Luxor album from Robin Hitchcock gave us Penelope's Angles. Starting off that set of music, getting us to where we are now, which is, I don't even know. I've gotten lost in all my ramblings and fumblings of the English language, but hopefully you've hung on to the best of your ability. Hey, did you know that sarcoma is not a good thing? Maybe you've never even heard of it, but what is sarcoma? It's something that 40 people are diagnosed with every single day. Because sarcoma is cancer, and it is life-changing when you determine that you've got sarcoma. But through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to families whose lives have been turned upside down by cancer. Maybe a cancer they've never heard of. So join us in the fight to find a cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org. A show I don't think I had mentioned. I should have, but I didn't. But it's on my concert calendar somewhere. In August, I forget the date, though. Maybe that's why I didn't mention it. It's maybe the 10th. Maybe it's the 17th. It's one of those 2 days. I think it's the 17th. I'm going to go with 17th right now. Coming all the way from, I don't even know where. Let's say the East Coast. A cat named Bobcat is playing at Arsenal Lanes.
Will. Everybody stood in your corner. You had a mirror in each hand. With a cloud of smoke behind you. All under your command. Your smoking mirrors don't deceive me anymore.
Will. Hey, this is Sal from the Gold Stars. And when I'm in Pittsburgh waving my terrible towel, I listen to Viva La Mac on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You think it's yours? I know it's mine. You do. something went wrong. For Fred Ray and King Kong, they got caught in a celluloid jam. Not a deadly pace, it came from outer space. This is how the message ran. Science fiction, double feature.
Yeah.
Gary Glitter asking you that question. Do you want to touch me? Oh, yeah. Great song. Creepy, creepy, just creepy. Joan Jett did a cover of it. And speaking of Joan Jett, how about Joan Jett doing a cover before the Gary Glitter? That was Joan Jett doing her version of Rocky Horror's double feature science fiction. You know the talk. You know what I'm talking about, Nick Z. Nick Z's Boss Super Summer, reminding everyone this summer, let's rock Steel City. Hey, speaking of Nick Z, let me look at my phone. He texted me earlier. He did. Let's see. I owe you money for playing my song. No, wait. He didn't say that. What he said was Joe G, which I think that's his terminology for Joe Grushecki. Like, I call him Mr. Joe G. He said Joe Grushecki and band are playing on Saturday, tomorrow, at Mario's 410 in Beaver County. But, he said, what they're doing is they're going to stop by Inner Groove Records at 6 o'clock. So they have an 8 p.m. show at Mario's 410. But at 6, they're going to Inner Groove Records to do like an acoustic set and chat with people. So if you want to go out and hang out with Joe Grushecki and check that out, that's just something that wasn't on my calendar. Sorry I didn't put that on the calendar because I forgot about it, but I wanted to let you know. So before the Nick Z, what else was in that set? How about the Gold Stars? They have a new single out called My Money. Played that one for you. And Bobcat, speaking of someone coming to Pittsburgh, Bobcat's coming to Pittsburgh, I think, on the 17th is the date. The 17th of August, playing Arsenal Lanes as part of the Rock and Bowl series, coming from... I could just look at the CD. Maybe it tells me where he's from. Yeah, it doesn't. But I think it's like, I'll just say Boston. East Coast, Massachusetts somewhere. Hey, we're actually coming up. Wow, I've procrastinated long enough that we're coming up on the mock, aren't we? So let me figure out what's going on. Well, let's see, now I'm all discombobulated. Let me remind you that the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is asking you to join the campaign to end hunger. The food bank serves over 120,000 people each year, children, seniors, and working families, but 1,000 more right here in southwestern Pennsylvania face hunger each and every day. You can make a difference by making a donation, having a food drive, or just sign up to volunteer. Visit the website to learn more about hunger right here in the Pittsburgh area at pittsburghfoodbank.org. Oh, I usually tell you what's my background music. Two cellos have been my background music. And while we are getting up to the point where I want to do the mock, and I'm taking care of things called business, Let me remind you, I always forget words. Sometimes I just say a few of the words. Let me remind you that Jay Thurber comes in each and every Saturday afternoon from noon to 3 here on WRCT. Doesn't come here. He's too lazy. He's too lazy to come all the way into Oakland where the station is. So he built his own studio out in McKeesport. And he broadcasts live from... I know some people in West Mifflin call that like the suburbs, but McKeesport, doing a show called Radio 9. It's oldies, it's newies, it's snark. It's a lot of fun, and it's each and every Saturday here on Independent Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh. Now I think we can get into the mock. I wasn't quite ready for it just because I've been, you know, diddle-daddling, and those are the words I'm going to use. But Billy Sherrill is going under the mock light tonight. So let me do this. Let me pull up some information about Billy so that I'm not lying to you, because he was a songwriter and a producer in the Nashville scene. I think I could be wrong. He was influential in the country-politan sound. I might be wrong on that one, but I think he was really influential in that. Wrote a bunch of songs. Wrote a bunch of songs for Tammy Wynette. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some songs that were covered. So whomever was the original artist is not going to be the version I play. I've lined up 10 songs. I had like almost 100 to pick from, so I picked 10 out of those hundreds. Before I get to any of this, I do need to remind you that Attic Records supports WRCT. They're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week. They're family-owned and operated. For more information, you can reach them at 412-821-8484 or visit them online at Attic Record Store. INC, Attic Record Store, Inc.com. So let's find our way into the mock. I believe, and again, if I was really, really prepared, I'd tell you, I think this is a very early song that Billy Sherrill wrote. It was a B-side from, I'm going to guess, 1958. I'll come back and tell you about that. But here's Roy Orbison doing Sweet and Innocent.
Lots of loves are gracious, lots of loves are true, but they can't make the kind of love I can't find love in you. Sweet and innocent is your love. Exactly right for me. Young and beautiful, be like the love I get from you. They say that you don't know the score for this. I love you.
Lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things not from the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong and I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby.
I dreamed I woke up and you were gone. I reached out, but no one was there. I called your name and nobody answered. And I wondered if I cried, would you care? I had said I love you so many times, but they're just words that you hear people say. And I never knew just how much I loved you until suddenly you'd gone away. Now who'd stand by me the way you did? When I was weak, it was you that made me strong. And you had a way of touching my heart like the words in a beautiful song. Oh, we had good times and we shared the bad. So I'll take whatever comes, 'cause you were the best years of my life. And we shared the cake and we shared the crumbs. Then just before the hurt had built up in my heart to a mountain that I knew I could never climb, I woke up to a beautiful world. And you were there. You were there all the time. I love you, America. I love you, America. And if I sail a stormy sea, please be there. Shelter me. I love you, America. I love you, America. So just keep holding me close, and I won't care. And we'll show the world that what we share is still the greatest love affair. And I love you, America. I love you.
that sound. And I know it's really over. Through tears stained eyes, I watch her walk away. And the earthquake storms and guns and war, Lord, nothing has ever hurt me more than that lonely sound, the closing of the door. Yeah, that lonely sound, the closing of.
There it is. We are midway through the mock. That was Shockabilly doing Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad. Tammy Wynette had a hit with that back in 1977. Shockabilly put it out in 1982. I think it was the B-side to a single before the Shockabilly. Shooter Jennings from an EP he put up, Don't Wait Out for George, with his version of The Door. Played some Johnny Cash in there from his early 80s, from the Baron album with The Greatest Love Affair. Now, I'm going to tell you what was fun is that was a cover because Johnny Cash actually put that version out in, I think it was 81, April of 81. But 1980, It first came out in June of 1980, and I'm going to play a little bit of the original just for you. Just a little. Should have been my background music so I could just segue into it, but I didn't do that.
I dreamed I woke up and you were gone.
And the reason why I want to play a little bit of the original out, because this was and this is Chuck Woolery.
I called your name.
Yeah, the host of Love Connection, the original host of Wheel of Fortune, Chuck Woolery. We know Chuck.
And I wondered if I cried.
He actually is the original artist to who put that song out. Before the Johnny Cash version of this song, The Greatest Love Affair.
And just wake up with
I started the entire set. Now, this was the first set.
By my side.
With some Roy Orbison from 1958. And it was. It came out in October of 1958. Bobby Denton had the very first release of that in August. So 2 months later, Roy Orbison put his version out. And that gets us midway through a Billy Sherrill mock. Or it might be Cheryl, but I'm going to go with Sherrill. Again, a producer, a writer. He passed away on this day back in 2015 at the age of 78. So I am celebrating his life with the anniversary of his death by playing songs that he wrote or co-wrote. Going back to 81, I think, 81. To the Almost Blue album.
Now who'd stand by me?
From Elvis Costello. Elvis did Too Far Gone. It's a Billy Sherrill mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
I can tell that somewhere, someone you love more than me. You love more than me, and it hurts to say it, but you have a right to be free. I know that's the way it should be. Oh, but I'm too far.
Last night, all alone, in a bar room, I met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips and cold black hair and a smile that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table.